What?
Okay.
Bad Piggy's huge dong.
That's what Bad Piggy's HD stands for. Bad Piggy's huge dong.
Just like Angry Bird's huge dong.
That could be what it stands for, huge dong.
It is what it stands for.
Yeah.
Good.
Says Angry Bird's creator, Donald Mustard.
Donald Mustard, that's a name.
Fortnite creator. He didn't make that game. He didn't make Angry Bird.
Rubio did.
Yeah.
I remember when the Angry Birds RPG came out.
I remember when Angry Birds Rio came out, bro.
Yeah.
I played that one a lot.
I remember when Angry Birds Star Wars came out.
I remember when Angry Birds Transformers came out.
I was so into that game.
That was a good game.
That was sick.
I actually did play that one.
I liked that
Star Wars one. Or not. The Transformers one is the one I played. The
Star Wars one was cool, too.
Yeah. I don't even remember much about it. Like, it was just the same, like, just Star Wars. Like, the same game.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was just like different. Wasn't Transformers, like, different a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a completely different
game. Was there, like, a run-and-gun game?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's... You can still download that, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's still up there?
It was there.
I just don't have any games on my phone.
Transformers?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get it now, man.
Fine, I'm downloading it, too, so we can all be gamers.
Bad Piggies is done. Should we turn this into a Let's Play?
I'm gonna do a Let's Play of Bad Piggies.
Welcome back, guys.
Oh my god.
Welcome back. Sorry for the delay in a podcast episode. Because we had some technical difficulties last time, guys.
You guys got the behind the scenes episode, though.
Yes, you did get the behind the scenes.
That's from the bone zone.
The bone zone to yow. Well, you can't say that, actually. It's the boner zone.
Yeah, the boner zone.
Add a letter on
and
that.
Also, Quentin's not here. It's just us three.
First episode of this, us three in a while.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah? Yeah? Yeah! Yeah.
How many episodes until episode 40?
Well, this is going to be 36.
Okay.
So only a few
months. About 40.
So we have an anime episode, anime podcast episode 36, Lost in Media now.
Yep.
It happened, and it's never going to be seen by the general public.
Why?
Because the audio is
shit.
I don't even know
if the audio can be like... spared or fixed.
Yeah, we could just put in the title Lost Media. That way it's not like an official part of the podcast. It's just like a little off.
I know, but it's like not even an enjoyable watch because you can't even hear us. So it's just like they would be watching our mouths move. Because the audio is like...
Oh, yeah.
So what did we talk about? I can't really remember. But it was a funny one.
We were all over the place last episode, though. Yeah. I do remember that. It was kind of weird. We didn't really know what to talk about.
It was real offbeat.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a good thing.
I think it's better that we only have us three, too. Because then the conversation stays pretty relevant on this topic we're focusing on, rather than it just going off all over the place.
I think we need to get used to having that many people on.
Yeah. Because
the Misfits do it with more. And they do it fine.
Yeah. It's like, in order for us to like get used to it, it just needs to be a consistent thing.
Yeah.
We all know it's not possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... three-man specials are consistent. Just like...
He really was a special guest. On his own show.
On his own show.
He was a special guest for 2 episodes. Quentin, come back. I don't know what you're doing, but...
Seriously.
Come back. Don't ignore... Don't We're hang best. Up on our I calls.
Just, cha, cha.
This is the anime... something.
I don't know. Anime.
Guys.
This is the anime...
anime.
Podcast.
The anime salute.
I like it. Good job.
There you go.
Salute! You
can even salute to anime!
You can even call it a hell! Hell! You know?
Hell!
Ow.
Hell!
Yeah!
No.
Hell! Yeah! Hell! Yeah!
You say the hell when you whip out your hand.
Hell yeah!
Yeah.
Hell yeah! Hell yeah!
See, I fucked it up, or
hell yeah! something different about this episode, though. You might be able to tell viewers that we are shooting at a different angle today.
Sorry. Thank you, Jackson, for lending your
tripod. I have.
Let it out.
I bought a tripod, and now we are shooting on a tripod, so it's no longer sitting on a desk that's like, I don't know, 2.5-3 feet tall. It is now sitting at a staggering,
probably 69 inches.
So now we can really talk face to face.
69 inches.
62 inches.
Dude, I put it at its highest. It was like up to here on me.
It's not that tall right now.
No, it's not at its highest.
Why?
Because it would be way too high.
Hey, Dad. Yeah,
we'd be looking up at him. Maybe we should do an episode like that where we look up at him.
Hey, Dad. I need your advice with something.
We could. We should, like, film an episode really high up and then one, like, super low to the floor.
Yeah, like, we're just constantly right looking down like this. And like,
we'll look so fat. We'll look so fat from that.
I'll just pretend like this the whole time so I don't know.
Yeah, but put your jaw super hard.
What's up, y'all? I'm, like, dream right now.
What's up, y'all? Don't forget to hit subscribe.
Yeah, that'll be great. We should do that.
A tall episode and a short episode.
I think that'd be
fun. This is like the medium episode right now. This is like the normal episode.
Let's do a tall episode next week.
Okay.
Do you think a tall episode would really be good?
We'll even put the tripod on the desk thing, and we'll bring the desk closer.
Damn. Yeah.
So it'll just be like looking right down at us right here.
For the fan.
I mean, yeah, we can put the tripod on. We'll put the tripod. Yeah.
That's a good idea. Let's do that. Good idea, it's flowing.
But that way we can really get like a nice landscape with the shells and the whole set. It might like...
You know what we should do? We should do an episode where the background is that one day.
Oh, turn it around?
But I'd have to like move my bed.
Yeah, there's no room right there.
Alex is going to sit on the bed.
That would suck.
I'll sit on a chair and Kendall will sit on a chair.
We could probably do one like this way. Like if we had the camera like right here. Like we could put
make that
right
like
here.
The background.
I mean, yeah.
Or
make it your bed.
Or we could... even put the tripod on just like on the bed and have the I don't even know
what if we put the tripod in this corner and we all sat right here
because this is a lot
because it's shot this way towards your
setup. There you go,
we can change that up. That could be like bonus. That's like the bonus.
That's
the boner zone set.
Guys,
man, it was like it's like how we filmed that one episode on my back porch.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot we did that.
That was cool.
Is that the only place we've shot other than Quentin's house and your house?
We could have shot at my house.
Ryan's house.
Oh, we also have the Ryan's house episode.
Yeah. Is that up?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's literally episode 8.
I need to 18. Watch it.
You've not seen it yet?
No.
It has a decent amount of views on it.
Nice.
And we almost shot the... Well,
it's literally
like,
called the Ryan Arc.
There's like 15 minutes of an episode that we filmed on the Grand Canyon, but you couldn't hear us because the wind was abominable.
Right. So, if we would have... like, if you could have heard us and we actually would have been able to film that, it'd been a cool, like, episode.
Yeah, it was me, you, Sam, Alex, and Brady.
Yeah.
We still need to get him on. Like, that's something we need to do, is bring him on here.
Do you think he could sit down for an hour and talk?
Yeah.
I'm sure he can do it.
Yeah, for sure.
That'd probably suck.
I mean, why don't we ask him tonight? If he's interested in, like, coming by. Like, if he's free on a Saturday. Because I don't know what he does.
Let's ask him tonight. Brady, come over.
Yeah. Come over. Right now, Brady. Hello.
Yeah, you heard him, right? Yeah. He was actually on the phone with me the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Brady, what's up? Dude, come over. What's going on right now?
Yeah. Yeah. You have his address.
Yeah, he knows where I live.
Yeah.
He's been here.
Yeah.
He's been here.
All right. Oh, you're a funny guy. We don't hang up.
He just stays on the phone.
Yeah.
You're a funny guy.
I can't hear him.
By the way, don't hang up. Brady, don't hang up.
He knows. No, he knows.
He knows.
We do this all the time.
You always just have the phone on with him? You're just always in a conversation?
Yeah.
Even at work, your phone's on with him.
I have a portable charger.
I know, you do.
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. And it does me justice.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually I have a portable charger at my job, too. I'm actually streaming Me on Fries. Oh. Like, I'm streaming the whole time with me, like, portioning. I'm really showing everyone, like, the whole
process. Where do you have your camera?
There's, like, actually, there's, like, a little slot where, like, the salt shakers go. Mm-hmm. So, like, I can just put my camera right there. And it's only facing towards me, the fry cook. So that's all they're saying. It's just me going ham on fries.
That's just all you do all day is fries, though? You don't, like, do anything else?
Well, I do other stuff. I have to, like, figure out how to record. Like,
you're doing other things. Like, have multiple cameras set up, maybe. Yeah, and like have a clicker in your pocket.
Yeah, like when I'm outside taking orders, like I have a secret spot that no one knows where I can put the camera. I'll put it there, and then, yeah, I'm just standing in the same spot. And it's just video footage of me taking orders.
That would be cool.
That would be cool. I need to ask Matt if I can do that.
Don't even ask. Just do it.
Yeah, they're hidden cameras for a reason.
Afterwards, I'm just gonna show Matt.
What was that, guys?
That wasn't me.
Dude, I saw Matt yesterday for the first time.
What does he look like?
I saw the back of him. And like his side profile.
I saw that backside. Woo!
See, didn't even see his face.
I saw his side profile, so I saw half his face.
Is he good? Like, what does he look like?
An older guy.
Old?
He's cool. Like, middle-aged man. Okay. That works in and out. He looks like Caden if Caden works there for another 15, 20 years.
It's not middle-aged. Wait, would it be? You're 20.
Nearly.
20's not middle-aged. I said 40.
No, in yeah, 20 in years, 20 years 40.
In 20 years, I'll be 39. Not yet 40. So I won't be mid-age yet.
40 is like almost mid-age.
I mean, most people live up to their like 80s
or 90s, so yeah.
I'd say 45 is like the medium of like, okay, after this, you're old.
After this?
After this, you're old.
After this age, you're old.
What is old, though?
I consider like people...
I'd say people like in their
60s, I'd say.
60, 65.
Because, I mean, even in your 50s, you can still do stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean...
You
I
can. Mean,
some but, can do stuff in their 60s.
Because, I mean, you're supposed to work until mm-hmm. you're like 65 is when you retire, right?
Mm-hmm. So, but, I mean, at that point, it's like, not only just humans are old at 60, like, everything is old as fuck at 60.
Like what?
Like, if Caden's bed was 60 years old, you'd say this bed is old as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People have been around for, like, ever, man.
Man, humans have existed for so long, dude.
I was playing a game the other day, and it was about, like, humans as monkeys, like, 10 million years ago, dude.
Oh, yeah, was that Planet of the Apes?
It's called, Ancestors, a Humankind Odyssey. I deleted it because it sucked.
We were talking about monkeys yesterday in the zoo.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg's Planet of the Apes movie.
That's not what we're talking about.
Mark Wahlberg?
I thought it was James Franco.
There's another Planet of the Apes movie that's even earlier than the James Franco one that has Mark Wahlberg. I think it's from like the early 2000s or like late 90s, but it's pretty bad. Like,
I think from
the synopsis, basically Mark Wahlberg wakes up and like it's normal America, but everyone... Is the monkeys now, like, there's a monkey police officer, and, like, just, they're walking around as normal humans would, but they're all monkeys, and Mark Wahlberg's like, what's going on? And then I think he, like, gets teleported to a planet with the apes, I don't know, man.
Planet of the Apes?
Yes! Whoa, dude. Actually, Earth is the planet.
One day you wake up and everybody that you knew are just monkeys now.
What if I woke up tomorrow and literally everyone just turned into a monkey?
You just go downstairs and you just hear,
and they start getting violent at you, dude.
They see you and start getting scared because they haven't seen a human in forever. Or ever.
Yeah. They, like, look at you and, like, they start getting scared. And when they get scared, they, like, they get violent. And then what if they, like,
they, you know, Tucker comes out as, like, a little gorilla and starts peeing all over you.
Oh.
He's like a little orangutan. He's just, like, he's, orangutan. Since he's so smart, he's, like, really, like, fast and like can climb up the walls super fast and like
he's like a Nova crawler,
like a demonic little animal.
Yeah, Tucker is a canonic Nova crawler.
Canonic,
in my headcanon.
Oh, let's tell him our headcanon
about what
that all the Black Ops Zombies Easter egg songs are sung by Nana,
sung by Blast.
And are made by Blast.
All right,
that's our headcanon.
Because I mean, it's like rock music, and most of the Easter egg songs have the same female vocalist. So it's my own headcanon now.
They have the same female vocalist?
Yeah. Well, yeah, amongst like all those Easter egg songs.
Like, it's BO1 like to BO3, yeah. Woman.
It's the same girl that sings them.
Emily Stegman? Like this,
yeah. Or whoever. I don't know her name.
That's Nana?
No.
That's our headcanon, that instead of Alana Seigman singing the songs, Nana sings the songs.
You said it was the same voice actress.
Yeah, that sings all the Black Ops Easter egg songs from BO1 to 3.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think you were getting a little confused.
I was.
But yes, that's a headcanon I believe now.
That's a dumb one.
That's a cool one. I think it's cool, though. Listen to him.
He'll just have to make up his own headcanon for...
I think the headcanon is that she sings the songs that she is credited to singing.
Well, that's not fun, is it?
That's just... Well,
she's talented. She's talented enough to deserve a spot in my head to remember her name.
Yeah, she's... good. But I like to imagine it as it being Blast.
I thought you were going to say Black.
No.
I imagine it to it being Black.
Yes. Because that would make total sense to say right now.
Just because you're like a racist and everything's like about black people with you, so I thought you were going there.
Racist? I think we mean casist, which I'm definitely not, am, guys.
That's for the record, you're saying that?
Yeah.
Judge, he is lying on the record.
There is no judge in this court.
This is a court of...
Your hours. Honor, Kid made a simple mistake for... He thought it was just a bit.
A bit. That was...
But this is real. This is... We're actually in a courthouse now.
Unfortunately, he thought that the girl was just playing along with the bit.
Who's the judge?
Judge Jerry, behind the camera.
Who am I? Just a lawyer?
We haven't even...
You're the defendant, or...
Of the asshole.
Yeah.
We haven't even acknowledged Jerry yet. How you doing, Jerry?
I fucking hate Jerry.
Objection! Jerry, you're a good guy.
Objection overruled.
You know what I just learned?
What?
There was a mini, like, animated series or something where Jerry Seinfeld and Superman hung out.
What?
Good for them, dude.
Yeah.
There's someone trying to recreate Seinfeld using AI. Like, try to make Seinfeld keep going through AI.
Keep going how?
Like, is the AI writing scripts and stuff?
Well, they're, like, either trying to replicate it to, like, they're trying to make it so it can, like, replicate it, and then they are going to try to continue Seinfeld in their own way through AI. Like, there's some they're AI that's literally, them. Like, replicated a whole, like, Seinfeld scene, but it, like, animated itself. And it's odd. I'm pretty sure I sent you guys a TikTok. I'll have to show you later after this. It's weird.
Well, the fact that I could do it, could anybody do it?
Yeah, literally, AI is open to anyone, dude. Especially ChatGPT.
This is a perfect segue to jump into talking about ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Because heard about it is making headlines.
It's crazy.
I've been seeing it on the news, like, throughout the week.
It's literally type any problem
into. I know. Like, literally when I brought it up, it was like, this is, like, crazy, the things it can do.
You brought it up before, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a whole name of an episode. We had, and like, five or six episodes ago.
Like, I asked you if you guys have heard about it, and you said you didn't. But yeah, it's just getting more and more crazy. Cody and Noelle are talking about it too, about the things that people are doing with it.
Dude, I told Caden it's literally just Skynet. It's happening.
Dude, they literally had Chet Hanks on their podcast. And
they did?
Yeah. And they had...
Who's Chet Hanks?
Tom Hanks' son.
Oh.
Who's a total like city boy. He's so funny.
Yeah, and basically they have him on the show, and they use ChatGPT to like write a script for them all to enact on the podcast of them like in a road trip, like on a road trip. Chet is driving, and like someone farts, but no one wants to like admit who it is. And ChatGPT wrote this whole script with lines for everyone, and they reenacted the whole thing on the podcast.
That's insane.
And like threw jokes in there, and it had like an end to the story. It just. Yeah, Cody's like, yeah, I just typed in, or it was Noelle. It's like, make a script for Chet, Cody, and Noelle, and they're all on a road trip, and someone farts. And then he clicks go and just punches out a whole script for them to read on the podcast.
That's incredible.
I know. Literally can fucking solve any problem you throw at it.
Dude, with like ChatGPT, it feels like we actually have infinite ability to do anything.
I mean, there's some stuff you can't ask it. Like, there is some amount of, like, restrictions to things you can ask. But for the most part, like, you can, like, word things a different way to, like, ask it the question you want to ask.
Dude, I just feel like eventually we're going to be using all these AIs to, like, travel the fucking galaxies and universe and shit. Or using it to travel the oceans and actually
it's just like every day exploring the oceans. I feel like every day is someone's making a new AI. Because... I'm always hearing on, like, Twitter or whatever of, like, someone showing off, like, a new AI that just came out. I'm like, AI that just came out. And I'm just like, these just keep popping up. Like, the Seinfeld one. Someone, like, made that. Like, where are all these, like, different AIs? And how are people, like, they're just popping up everywhere. It's really just, like, a whole, like, swarm of, like, intelligence and technology that's, like, definitely going to change the world in the next few years.
I literally saw on the news that like the government was like monitoring ChatGPT and like talking about limiting like the work getting put in on it because they don't want it to like actually get too much like Skynet. So, like, it's on the, have it's like will. On the government's radar. Well, they don't want it to advance, like, keep advancing further and further. It's already starting to accomplish things that are, like, crazy.
I'd say let it go. See how far it would go.
You say,
what if it goes too far?
Then they stop.
Something. Just pull the
plug. What if we can't stop it?
Someone can just pull the plug, right?
They can pull Skynet's plug. It's over.
It's just a movie.
Skynet will be real in 5 seconds.
Skynet will be real in 5 seconds. Oh, yeah. Fuck, dude.
John Gunn is real.
Dude, it's gain awareness.
He was born in 2011. John Gunn was born in 2011?
Yeah. Dude.
How old is John Connor now? He's 12?
Yeah.
John Connor, Shenya?
Literally.
Yeah. Dude, ChatGPT is sick, though. I kind of want to start using it just to...
Like, I haven't even tried it yet. Like, I want to try it.
I don't even know how to try it. How do I try it?
I think you could just look... I looked it up before I brought it up, like, the last time. And I think you have to, like, make an account to use it.
Oh, so, like, that's right. I think you told us that.
I don't know if you have to, like, sign up and pay to use it, but I know you do have to, like, sign up for something to, like, gain access to it.
I saw a TikTok of somebody that used ChatGPT and hooked it up to a 3D printer in order for the 3D printer to write with a pen this motherfucker's homework.
I saw that. I saw that shit.
Like, ChatGPT used the printer to, like, write with a pen.
He, like, hooked up the printer with the... It was a 3D printer.
It was a 3D printer.
Yeah, he hooked up the 3D printer with ChatGPT, and he asked it to write his homework for him. And he put a pencil on the end of the 3D printer, and it wrote his homework. An essay. It did, like, an essay for him.
Great handwriting, too.
See, it looked like typeface.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's crazy. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you start hooking ChatGPT up to all these different things, you can do crazy shit.
Like, high schoolers in a few years, and, like, any student, they can just ChatGPT their homework now. They can just look it up. Hey, solve this equation for me. Solve this whole thing. Write an essay for me. College paper.
That's what it was. That's what the government... was they were, like, talking about limiting ChatGPT, or they were talking about what ChatGPT is going to have on the effect of, like, actual knowledge we have in the future. Like, what is...
Yeah.
How is ChatGPT going to change knowledge for us in the future?
Because people won't learn anything. They'll just look it up.
Or they'll just get something to do it for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to live... We're going to live in...
now. Like, literally the homework. They're already doing that.
Yeah.
We're going to live in the Wall-E world. We're all going to become fat motherfuckers and ride around on chairs in a big spaceship. And all the robots are going to be on Earth, chilling.
Dude, it was just one robot. It was Wall-E.
But there was others before Wall-E.
Yeah.
There was others.
There's other Wall-Es, guys.
Before the Purge happened.
Before all the Wall-Es figured out that cleaning's a pain in the ass and they just killed themselves.
Jeez.
I actually don't remember. I haven't seen the movie in forever.
Let's watch that movie. Wall-E.
Yeah, what do you mean, Wall? Yes.
Wall-E, are you serious? Wall-E! Come on, Bray.
Okay, at least that's better than whatever. Brave.
I have a good talking point that I just thought of.
Why
don't we think about, like, what are some certain actors that were, like, born for certain roles? And, like, start it off, I'll give an example. Christian. Anthony Starr for Homelander.
Yes, it's so funny because, dude, on Twitter, he's, like, such a nice guy. He's such a sweetheart, but in the show, he's
a fucking menace.
It's so funny. But, yeah, like, I've seen, like, interviews and behind the scenes with him. He's so funny.
He is.
He's a sweetheart. It's funny.
Willem Dafoe for
Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say...
Aaron Paul, Jesse Pinkman.
Yeah.
Literally, he was born to play him.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? He plays J. Jonah Jameson.
Oh, Jonathan.
Isn't it Jonathan?
No.
I'm like
Simmons.
J.K. Simmons.
Yeah,
J.K. Simmons. Literally the perfect J. Jonah Jameson.
Mm-hmm.
Literally perfect.
Have you seen
Whiplash? He's from the comics.
No.
Have you guys seen Whiplash?
No, it's on my list, dude.
It's so good.
I know.
He is such a fucking dick in it, but it's so funny.
I know, dude. I know. I see clips on it.
That's a really good watch.
Can we watch it? Well, he's gone.
It's
on HBO. We can sign in on HBO. Unless you have an account.
I mean, I'm sure I do, but we can just sign it to yours.
I'll make you sign out when I leave.
Or, yeah, because my parents, we had an account, but I think I asked my family.
Actually, dude, how many people can be on an HBO at one time? Because you can just keep it logged in if you want. But if you get on your HBO and it kicks me off my HBO...
we're gonna have problems.
I mean, I don't have any desire. I mean, I guess I could start watching Last of Us.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Dude, Smiling Friends is on there too. That is a funny.
I mean, show. I have his. I'm signed into his Crunchyroll on my PlayStation.
That's true.
I literally asked him the other day. I was like, "Yo, you're gonna pay for the premium so I can watch my show?" Yeah,
I would charge you, but I don't care.
It's if you, dude, I'll literally pay half.
No, it's literally $10 a month.
I'll pay you $5 so I can watch my Blue Lock soccer show.
$5 isn't. I mean, just buy me an amount.
That's what Blue Lock is about. Soccer.
Yeah.
Okay, man.
Hey,
you can't have my HBO anymore.
Hey, I fucking hate sports, and I fucking like the anime. So it says something. I despise sports.
You also like Climber, sport manga.
Yeah. So but Climber more base.
Maybe you just like sports.
Maybe you should just read Slam Dunk, sport manga.
By Takue Inoue.
By Musashi Gay.
I think if I were to read his other basketball work that has better art, real.
Oh.
Because you said Slam Dunk is like 90s style. You said that in one of the previous episodes.
Yeah, it is.
And we know everything pre 99 art style manga we don't read. That
why?
Devilman is pre. Devilman is 80s.
Yeah, Devilman's really old.
I want to read it, but
I'm pretty sure doesn't he? I was thinking it was 70s, but it's definitely 80s.
Yeah, it's 80s.
Yeah, dude, the old Devilman anime you watch scenes from that is real old.
I know.
Really old. I'm curious why they like. Made Crybaby. Is it just like a soft reboot kind of thing?
Is Crybaby canon in Devilman?
I don't know what that, like, Devilman Crybaby. Like, I don't know if it's a sequel or like a soft
reboot. I thought it was just like really its own thing.
Because
I've only seen that.
I think it's pretty much what I... Okay.
I've watched it all.
Crybaby?
I've seen the end, so...
Okay, so I think the universe resets because time just keeps going and, you know, the universe... The theory is the universe... expands and then implodes and expands and implodes and it's like the same shit over and over and over and over. I think it's just one of those. It's just another universe that has. It's just
that's actually super cool though. I didn't know those were connected. I thought Crybaby was its own, just like different thing.
I'm pretty sure they're in the.
They're like connected a separate somehow, timeline. Some way.
Yeah,
because I know I've heard Devilman's really good.
Like the original one.
Yeah.
I've heard people really like Crybaby. I've never really heard any praise for the original Devilman.
Yeah.
I still gotta watch the
I'll Cry give it Baby. A try. It's good. I'll give the 80s one a try.
That first episode really horny.
Oh.
It's crazy what they do with that first episode.
Give me a kiss with a mullet, Bailey, no tongue.
Let me watch this at Thanksgiving dinner with my family.
I did that. What year was 2000? It would have been 2020. Thanksgiving of 2021.
Did you put it on?
No, like I was listening to it, like watching it on my phone and I had AirPods in.
Oh.
But I was still watching it openly, like I wasn't trying to like cover it. And I was just sitting there eating my Thanksgiving dinner while watching it. I was like on episode 7 at that point or something.
Oh, I thought it was episode 1. That's disco scene.
No. I was like midway.
Is that the scene that you showed me when we were on the podcast one of those times?
I don't remember.
What, he started watching it once?
He started watching it on the episode, and I looked over, and we watched some scene where they were at a rave.
That doesn't sound that's very it. Surprising to me.
Yeah, I used to be a dick. I still am.
I was going to say, still am.
Used to be, come on now.
Used to be.
Boy, I am.
Hey, boy, you know.
So I actually have a real talking
points. I found a red rock. Oh, sorry.
A red rock?
Yeah, red rock.
Disgusting, mother.
Fucker.
So, anyway, firing points are. Today we're going to be talking about.
Metal Gear Solid.
My name is Snake Eater.
So, I only have two, actually.
My name is Snake Eater.
That's what he says, right?
He's no.
Like, I'm a Snake Eater.
No!
My first talking point is the first poster for Fast X was revealed.
Oh, God.
It's that time of year, huh?
I saw something. It's like they were teasing the beginning of the end.
Yeah, let's see.
I think I liked
the tweet.
So there's probably going to be a Fast 11 and 12, and that's probably going to be it.
I think that's what it is.
It's like a trilogy. Get a soft reboot, and Vin Diesel makes a cameo.
And then we get XXX again with Vin Diesel.
Can we get a live reaction of Alex reacting to your crying after Persona 4 ended?
Oh, God. Let me see it.
I will show you in a second.
Oh, God, dude. You're going to get flamed.
Hey, man. I don't care. I am connected. Alex can make fun. It's not his thing, so it's fine. I will not feel ashamed for crying to something.
Here it is.
Oh.
The end of the road.
Dude, that's like, that looks like a 2000s ass title.
It really does. The just the fast. That looks like X-Men.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
It's like the X.
I see X, and then I see Professor X right here.
Oh!
He's praying. I didn't know he was a Catholic.
Family.
Family.
Family Catholic.
Yeah.
Family.
So yeah, Fast X is happening, and I'm sure I'll see it in theaters with one of my friends.
Shaggy from the 2000s.
From Norville. Norville.
Norville? Did you guys hear how bad that Velma show was?
Yeah. Yeah.
They literally had ratings lower than the live-action Dragon Ball movie from the 2000s.
I watched Moist Critical.
That movie is terrible.
I watched Moist Critical's video because he like reviewed it. He's like, I made the sacrifice and watched the first two episodes of Velma so I could tell you guys not to watch this horrible show.
I saw that video.
Yeah,
it was pretty rough. Like really fucking.
That's
bad.
On HBO too, right? And they're like self-promoting.
I saw it on there. I saw it on there. I was like, I'm not gonna watch
Who
this.
Who the hell is Norville?
Shaggy Black style.
Yep. Black style.
Yeah.
And apparently
is he even Scooby in that? He's not even.
No, that he takes the place of. Oh, yeah, Scooby Doo isn't even in the show.
He's not.
It's literally just about Velma.
Yeah.
Was it like a high school show?
Yeah. Fred is like a huge dick.
Yeah, Fred is a fucking wet
like a
stick.
Jock bully.
He's a wet stick, dude.
Yeah.
A wet stick?
Yeah.
He's a
wet blanket and a stick in the mud. He's a wet stick.
He's a beef stick. He's a
beefcake.
No, he's not. He's skinny and short and he's a dick.
You want to see this live reaction? We're going to get a live reaction of
this fool crying. Prepare to get flamed here,
guys.
Oh
my god, you're going
to
get flamed.
30 seconds.
No way, he posted this.
Only on the Twitter, though. Because only three
Shut
people.
Shut up, fool!
Oh my god, guys. Oh my god. Anime, dude. So sad.
Yeah, guys, I finished Persona 4.
Yes! Yes!
I can't believe
special.
That. I can't believe that.
How? Yeah. You're a...
I don't fucking care, man. I'm a grown-ass man.
Yes. Exactly! I was gonna say that!
I'm a grown-ass man, yes. I admit it. I packed her in Persona 4. Because that game was good. 84 hours played.
What even made you cry?
It's just the ending. It was just a happy ending. I don't know. The journey. It was like, oh, I don't want this to go. I was like, no, I had so much fun. That's why it hit me. It wasn't really sad. It was just like, man, it's over now. But that's what New Game Plus is for. I had to replay it again.
Put another 60 or so hours into it.
Probably.
And then you play Persona 3 after that?
No, it's because he's got Platinum it, which is going to be like another 150 hours.
Yeah.
650 hours of Platinum, goddamn game, bro.
Platinum is pretty fucking rough.
Yeah, people are saying that they changed, like, the trophies from, like, the Steam version of P4. Like, they changed the trophies around to make them harder. So, like, the Platinum is harder to get with, like, the remaster they just released. So that's fun, but I only have, like, 20 more trophies to get.
Yeah, they're probably fucking hard and time-consuming as fuck.
Yeah, I have to beat the Grim Reaper,
I don't know anything about that.
He's like the hardest boss in the game.
Yeah, he's like the secret. He's the secret boss.
Okay.
Yeah. Only 0.1% of people have the Platinum for Persona 4. But
it's crazy
that
people have it,
game.
Though.
Yeah. I mean,
hasn't even been a month.
They're probably veterans and have already played the game and they're probably just skipping everything, so.
Or they just have less of a life than you.
Oh, yeah, and we know that's... I have the least life here.
Yeah.
Because I have 80 hours of Persona in less than a week.
You just go work, and then you come home and Persona.
I work, I make that cheddar, I come home and I make more cheddar. Digitally.
He work, he make that cheddar, he come home and make life better.
We need to tell him about our rap we made yesterday.
It's so shitty.
You guys made a rap?
I made a Gorod rap.
Let's hear it.
How did it go?
It's like,
I'm a workaholic, popped a perkaholic, open all these doors, man, I'm a shopaholic. That's
okay. But don't call me an alcoholic. We just kept rhyming.
You said alcoholic. We just kept rhyming olic. Like,
yeah.
It was kind of
we said workaholic, perkaholic.
It's not even about shopaholic, boring.
Alcoholic.
Well, it was like zombie things.
The only thing that retained the zombies was opening all these doors and also perkaholic.
Yeah, like opening all these doors, like the shopping free, you know? I'm a shopaholic. I got the shopping free. Just, I don't know.
That's not about Gorod.
Well, we were trying to get to the
Gorod, so we called it the Gorod rap.
Yeah. We were really trying to, like, come up with the lyrics, but it just was not coming to us. We were just not made to make music.
Yeah.
Or write lyrics.
The moment Caden came out with that bar, buying all these doors, I'm a shopaholic, I went down immediately. It shocked me that much. And it took us, like, 2 minutes to think of that bar.
Yeah. I finally said it, and Jackson went down. He's like, dude, that bar was so hard, it made me go down.
That's funny.
It's a shame that's where the bars ended, though.
Yeah, because I kept trying to use my brain to do it, and I couldn't, and I kept going down.
Didn't we do one later that night, or was it just that?
I swear we did something else.
I'm pretty sure we did, but I can't remember what it was. What's our second talking point?
That... The Batman 2 is confirmed to be releasing
in 2025, right?
October 3rd, 25.
I was wrong.
Oh, far. That's
but
far.
That's it's happening.
2 years away.
That is 2 years away.
So it's not two. I thought that was 3 years away, but it's only two. So
it's happening.
Of course it was going to happen.
And it has a confirmed date.
That's good.
So. Someone was theorizing that it was going to come out in 27. I'm like, oh, I don't think that.
I was hoping you would say 24. Like, at least, dude, that would have been sick.
How about it comes out next month?
Oh my god, I would explode.
Matt Reeves is just like, yeah, guys, actually...
We start filming immediately after.
Yes, here it is.
Here it is.
Here you go.
You guys wanted it? Here it is.
It's just EJ's Batman movie.
Which we never saw.
You remember when we were doing the podcast and EJ, some kid here, made his own
EJ.
Batman movie? And he was doing it in the theaters.
I do remember that.
And we were talking about how we wanted to see it.
And I was like, dude, let's go watch it. And we're like, dude, why would we go watch a shitty Batman? When we can watch the good one. Because I think the actual one was still in the theaters, or I don't know.
Yeah, it had just, like, come out.
Damn, I wish I would have seen that fucking movie.
I know, we should have all gone and seen it.
Dude, it was, like, an hour long, and they rented out the whole theater for it. I kind of wanted to go and, like, see what it was about.
Did you hear anything about it?
No, that's the sad thing, too, is I never heard if it was good or bad, so I don't even know. Like,
we should track EJ down.
Like, text him and be like, hey, we want to see your Batman movie.
I'm still, like, friends with him.
Ask him, dude.
Yeah.
We need to get a reaction.
Yeah. Like, hey, man, I really wanted to check out your Batman movie, like, a few years ago. Do you still have that?
We need to do like, our own Cosmonaut Variety Hour. Just, like, film us watching it and take out the funny parts.
Yeah.
EJ's Batman funny moments.
We'll take out the funny parts with our reactions or us cracking jokes in the middle of it.
Yep. Just, like, Cosmonaut Variety Hour. That would be, like, a fun format of video. Like, I don't want to copy it, but doing that is, like, a fun way
to
react to stuff. That could be something we could consider doing, but I don't know, like, how we do it, because we'd have to be filming the whole time and then afterwards, like, film it up.
We need, like, an actual camera.
Yeah.
Because nobody can film for, like, 2 hours on their phone. Yeah. Unless we're
literally
filming,
the
like, 360p.
Like, the limit I can film on that is 2 hours. So,
You could!
Okay, let's just watch a movie that's an hour and a half long.
Perfect!
Like, The Lighthouse.
Oh, we need to watch that. Let's watch it tonight. Me and you can.
I thought we were going to. No, we were going to watch.
Whiplash.
Norville.
What?
We're going to watch Velma, right?
Oh, Velma. I guess that's a good segue, though, to jump into your talking point about the Batman, the DC stuff.
Yeah, I think it's kind of cool.
So bring that up because Alex doesn't know anything about it.
That's right.
Yeah, so basically. Over this week, everyone knows that, like, the DC extent, like, the film universe
DCEU.
Is kind of just fucked.
Yeah.
No one really cares about it.
It's all over the place.
Like, no leadership whatsoever.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers, what the hell are they doing?
They're
so basically, you guys know James Gunn, he made the Peacemaker show. That was, like, a big success, and it's coming back for, like, a season two.
I love James Gunn.
And so, people are like, and he also, I think, directed, like, the recent...
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad.
Guardians of the Galaxy movies.
Yeah. That's what I know from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, it makes those. And so people are like, wow, James Gunn has been making some good DC stuff that the other people have not been making. So basically they decided to make James Gunn and his brother, like, the CEO, basically, of, like, DC, like, the whole, like, entertainment business, like, the movies, the...
Like the Kevin Feige.
Yeah, he's Feige. Basically like the Kevin Feige of DC now.
Who's Kevin Feige?
He's like the main the CEO
big,
of
big
Marvel.
Up top boss of Marvel. Oh. That's what I was comparing it to.
He's the one that always announces the new things at the venues. He's like, and we got this project lined up, and he's always wearing a hat. Mm. I'm sure you've seen him. Anyways, yeah, basically he's like, he posted on Twitter like a 6-minute video, and he's basically just describing that he's gonna, like, basically all the rest of the DC movies that still need to come out are going to come out throughout this year. We still, Flash needs to come out, Aquaman 2. And they said, like, after the remaining movies that still need to come out, that basically he's going to jump into, like, his new, like, part one of the DCU.
Like a phase one. Like a phase MCU one. Did.
It's called Gods and Monsters, he said. And he announced, like, 11 projects, and, he said that he wants to, like, make it so, like, if a character is voiced in an animation, that it's, like, the same person who plays them in the live action. Like, he wants everything to be coherent mm-hmm. in television and film, just like Marvel's doing. So, obviously, make people care about DC more. So, they announced, like, a Green Lantern show and a Supergirl movie and a bunch of this stuff. And he said that, like, his universe, the DCU or whatever they're calling it, it's going to be like the canon, and then everything else that exists outside, like Batman 2 or the Joker 2 or Teen Titans Go, it's going to be labeled like as DC Elseworld, like another, like, universe. So it's not considered like the canon, like mainline. It still exists, but considered Elseworld. That's basically like the whole announcement, is that DC is trying to put on some big boy pants and really change the direction in which they make stuff.
I think it's super exciting. Like, we have, like, another, like, big, like, Marvel thing to be excited for, but, like, DC.
Is it going to be shitty like the Marvel universe?
Well, the first...
After Endgame?
The first three phases of Marvel was sick. After that, it fell apart, but...
Yeah, is it going to be, like, the shit it is now?
I think a bunch of
shitty shows.
James Gunn has been pretty solid with his projects.
I hope they'll just make a bunch of fucking stupid shows.
I don't even know many of the DC characters or properties, so it's.
Like, I'm excited because I'm
curious
because,
yeah, I don't go around telling people I'm a DC fan because I'm really not. I don't really know most of the characters, mm-hmm. So I think it's cool that, like, they're trying to get DC out there more, because I feel like definitely now people are way more mainstream. They know Marvel, but I still feel people don't really talk about DC as much mm-hmm. as they do Marvel. So I think it's good for them to, like, finally appeal to the masses more and try to make good shit. Because that'd be cool if I got interested in DC.
DC is sick.
DC is cool. I'm trying to find, like, a list of things he announced.
Yeah, I can't remember all the projects he announced, but all I remember was, like, the Supergirl movie and the Green Lantern show called, like, Rangers or something.
Okay, Superman Legacy is going to start filming next year and will make July 2025. Superman Legacy is going to be the first movie under this storyline.
He's like writing a script for a Superman movie.
Presenting a more hopeful and comic accurate depiction of Superman than the Henry Cavill version, which was constantly amid darkness.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. He's going to have the company of his cousin Kara Zor-El, which is Supergirl.
Yeah.
Which will be cool. And then we're going to get a Supergirl movie, Woman of Tomorrow.
Yeah, so yeah, I heard about that.
Green Lantern, Hal Jordan, and Jon Stewart. Booster Gold, Swamp Thing, a new Batman. Swamp Thing, a new Batman, and his son Damian Wayne, and many more. These are coming in the first phase.
Dude, that Booster Gold one's going to be cool.
What is that?
Isn't he the time-traveling superhero?
Yeah, I think so.
I've never heard of him.
He's so funny. He, like, is a superhero from the future. And he has, like, a bunch of, like, future stuff. Hmm. He's like a joke. It's funny. He's a funny guy.
Nice. I will look you up.
So, yeah, I think after Shazam, Fury of the Gods, Flash movie, Blue Beetle, Aquaman 2, and Joker, Folie à Deux.
Blue Beetle?
I think after these, that's like when it really begins. Like these will be.
Yeah,
like
he the last literally said he's like Shazam, Fear of the Gods is coming out, and then he's like Flash, and he was like doing little descriptions of everything that still needs to come out, and then he's like, then after that, then we're gonna jump into the new shit.
Blue Beetle could be cool.
I think it will be.
Have
you seen the suit? It's sick.
No, I haven't.
No, that was the Adam guy. That was in Shazam. No, not Shazam. Fucking Black Adam. What the hell am I talking about? Blue Beetle.
I didn't know a lot of these characters because of the Injustice gangs.
Yeah.
I think this is...
It looks cool.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like straight out of Injustice, too, mm-hmm. honestly. That's who's playing.
I thought it was darker.
I think he's part of Injustice, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It'll be cool. It's something to look forward to, like a new set of like movies to follow, like the MCU was. Because three phases of MCU were fun. Like those were fun. Like I was looking forward to every new release. So I hope I can get into it like I did then.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for Marvel to make me care again. Because the only movie I actually want to go out and see, and I will see in theaters, is Guardians 3.
I'm curious about Ant-Man because of Kang.
I mean, yeah, I like Ant-Man, but like. I don't know.
I'm just curious about Kang. I want to see what they're setting up there.
Kang the...
I still haven't seen Black Panther 2, and I don't think...
Because literally Avengers 5 is called the Kang Dynasty.
Yeah, so they're setting up a huge like Avenger event
and
again.
And then 6 is the Secret Wars.
Secret Wars is going to be cool.
That is going to be a sick-ass movie. If they do it right.
So I guess we'll see.
We'll actually see Black Symbiote in that movie. Maybe. If Tom Holland is still around for those movies.
Is he going to die?
No, because Tom Holland said like... He wanted to be done playing Spider-Man or something, like, after this
thing. I'm pretty sure they're making, like, a fifth one right now, or a fourth one right now.
All right, something about how Tom Holland doesn't want to play Spider-Man forever. I don't even know.
Why?
I don't know.
You know what I saw recently about Spider-Man, though?
I didn't
know. Tobey Maguire has recently made comments saying that he'd love to come back and play Spider-Man again, that he loves the original Sam Raimi movies. So that'd be cool.
That's the Spider-Man I grew up on. Yeah. That's my Spider-Man.
That would be crazy. If they did, like, a... Spider-Man from the Spider-Verse, the white Peter Parker. Peter Parker's always white. But you know that the alternate universe Spider-Man? The Peter Parker in Spider-Verse.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't know. He's never seen it. But I know what you're talking about.
I know how he's like older.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
So what, he could play like an older...
Like a role model kind of?
Mm-hmm. He could play like an older Spider-Man like that.
I can see that.
Well, would that be like the plot of Spider-Man 4 then?
They sent them all back to their own... multiverses and like made everybody forget about it or something except for
they forgot
yeah it was like everybody but Tom Holland.
Oh, Tom Holland. I thought we were talking about Spider-Verse.
Oh,
we were talking about like No Man Home.
Spider-Verse 2 is gonna be sick too.
I know. Yeah, everybody.
I still need to see that first one. I still
dude, it's a damn shame.
It has been out since like 2018. It's a good ass movie.
Man, I just haven't got around to it. What does it say?
It's like it bounces on and off Netflix all the time, and you literally own it.
My brother owns it.
Okay,
just ask him to borrow it.
Well, it's just like I don't know. I don't really want to go out of my way and watch it. Like if I'm feeling it, I will watch it. But I don't.
You're never feeling it.
Yeah, you're never.
I'm never feeling it.
It's been 5 years.
You know that's my favorite movie, and you've never seen it.
It's some people's favorite movies of all time.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's some people's favorite Spider-Man movies too.
I've heard that opinion as well.
It's pretty cool,
and I don't doubt it because I will have to admit the animation does look quite.
It is quite pleasing to the eye. Ocular.
The ocular.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have plenty of things to look forward to in the coming time of life.
Yes, I'd say so. I can't wait to Avada Kedavra, the Trolley Lady, and Hogwarts Legacy.
The Trolley Lady. What'd she do to you? What did she do to you?
She's running in the
way of job. Is that game going to be multiplayer?
I think so.
Dude, if it is, well, game of the year.
I'll get it.
Dude,
play with you guys.
Dude, it looks so sick.
The open world. I haven't
seen anything about it.
The open world and shit and like all the detail they put into it, I really want to get it.
It's
a huge damn thing about it.
It's really cool. People are already playing it early. They're already getting like early copies and stuff. Because it's coming
out this month.
Yeah, it literally comes out in like
a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
All right then, dude. I'm going in blind. People saying good things, but I'll get it. I'll play it.
I think it's really going to appeal to me and Keaton, especially because we
were... They were saying something about, yeah, like...
But I think you'll find
something. I think it'll still be cool.
Yeah.
Harry Potter's they were cool. saying how, like, many hours it takes to beat the game, and it was, like, long. So it's, like, a long game, and you really get to, like...
And there's, like...
Spend time at the school.
A shit ton of side quests and shit.
Yeah.
RPGs are cool, and if it has fun combat, I'll play the shit out of it.
It looks all, like, action-based and shit.
Yeah, the, like, the spells and the combat looks cool, and it seems like there's a wide variety of spells I have, so...
Yeah, I could see myself playing that game a lot.
Dude, we literally haven't fucking had a Harry Potter game since Deathly Hallows Part 2 movie tie-in game for, like, the 360 and PS3 era.
In, like, 2012.
Jesus.
And I played the shit out of that on the Xbox, dude. Oh my god.
Is it even good?
I thought it was good. Deathly Hallows Part 1 movie tie-in game sucks, though. That one yeah. sucks ass. But Part 2, I thought was fun.
That's funny.
Don't play Order of the Phoenix.
That came out for the Wii, dude.
I played all of the Lego games on the PSP.
PSP.
Yeah.
I played the Lego games on the DS and the PS4.
I played them on the DS and the
PS4. And the Wii.
And the PS4.
I played Lego Indiana Jones, Lego Star Wars, and Lego Batman on the Wii.
I had Lego Indiana Jones 1 and 2 for my DS.
I did as well. And I had it on the Wii.
I played Force Unleashed on the Wii.
I've only played Force Unleashed 2. I've never played the first one.
I have the first one.
And I've played the second one, like, multiple times. Yeah. But, like, I was, like, none of the story was making sense to me, because, like, I don't know anything from, like, the previous one, so I'm just like, okay.
Okay, we're going to kill this guy. It's literally
just gameplay for you.
Yeah, I was just like, I'm sick, badass.
Gameplay's sick.
That's funny. Yeah, the gameplay
is so fun. We need a remake or, like, a third installment. Like, we need to bring that series back, is what I'm saying.
That new Fallen Order game got really
I'm excited for that. Too. I really liked Jedi. What was Fallen the last? Order.
Dude, that comes out.
Fallen Order.
Yes.
What's it come out soon?
It's called Jedi Survivor or something like that. The new one.
Yeah. Survivor.
I swear. So
let's survive.
It either comes out April this year or survive. Next year.
There's supposed to be like a time jump with a few years. I'm excited.
Metal Gear Survive.
We don't talk about that one, guys.
Dude, what if we watch Cal turn like into a Jedi, like an old wise guy? Because what if there's going to be a third game?
Yeah, dude, it literally comes out in April.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it got delayed. I think it was supposed to come out sooner than that.
April 28th. It just recently got delayed to April.
Holy fuck, dude. I'm going to buy that game.
I thought it came out a lot later.
I really enjoyed the first one.
Yeah, I played the hell out of the first one.
I barely touched it.
Dude, changing your lightsaber colors and getting the
dual wielding ones.
Yeah,
that
was cool. Yeah. I like that game a lot.
Good job, EA. One of your very few wins.
Sprinting.
Yeah, I remember sometimes the sprinting and the controls were a little wacky.
No, I mean, he just looks like an idiot.
Oh. Yeah, don't make like your protagonist look like an idiot.
He runs like a retard, man.
Like how?
He runs with his legs all far apart, and he's like this. You've played the game, man.
I can't remember how he runs.
Come on, man.
Oh my god. I even gave him my cup because...
You did give me your copy. I have it.
Because I played everything I wanted to play in that game. So I'm like, Jackson,
you know what?
Time for you to experience.
You still have it, though, because it's in your disc thing.
It's in my closet.
Disc somewhere. Case, so it's back with you right now.
Yep. You can try that. I might steal Returnal from you.
Oh, I actually, it was free this month, so I added it to my library.
Damn it! Is it still free?
What?
Returnal.
Oh, no, Jedi Survivors. Or Fallen Order. Wait, what is the first one?
Fallen Order.
Yeah. That was free this month for PlayStation Plus, so I added it to my library.
Oh, you're saying Returnal. I was like, I'm going to get that.
What's Returnal?
Well, you have it. Why don't you just pop in and use it?
I'll do it.
Try it out.
What's Returnal?
It's one of the first games the PS5 launched with.
It's like a PS5 exclusive, and it's like this alien third-person shooter, and it's got like really cool monster designs. Oh, it's really cool. My cousin played it.
Is it like a dungeon crawler, and it like changes every time you go in?
Yeah, something like that. He said the combat's really addicting and fun, so I'm curious. Mm-hmm. I've heard it's also pretty good, too. I've never really heard any bad things
about it. No, I haven't heard anything bad about it either. I can't believe I bought it fucking retail, $70, physical.
Well, yeah, why did you?
$70? I just wanted it. I was in Vegas.
I just wanted it.
And I was in the GameStop, and I was like, oh, I have a lot of money right now. Maybe I should buy a game. Never played it once. That was in 2021.
When I had a lot of money.
I've had that game for almost 2 years, and I've never played it. What?
Have you even popped it in your console?
No.
Wow, he really did not.
Hey, you've had Shin Megami Tensei 3 for a while, and you haven't even touched it, really.
At least I put it in my console, okay?
Okay, that's true.
Got him.
Maybe I'll play those after I'm done playing all the Personas. Because you said it's what, the Dark Souls, people say?
Dark Souls of JRPGs.
That means I'm going to rage like a fucking
Which
dick.
One?
Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne.
The one that has Dante.
Yeah, Dante.
In the it. Dark Souls of RPGs, of JRPGs.
Yeah.
And the Dark Souls of JRPGs.
The Dark Souls of Metal Gear is Survive. Because everyone hates it and it's so horrifying to play.
That's true, but people like Dark Souls.
Isn't there one, like, isn't there a spinoff about zombies or something, or am I thinking about something else?
No, that's Metal Gear Survive.
Is the zombies?
Yeah.
I thought that, yeah. I thought it was zombies, but I also thought that it was just, like, killing, like, humans.
It's zombies.
But it's still not fun.
It's shite.
It's shite.
Doesn't even have Kojima. Fuck
Kojima's
Kojima.
Not even directing it.
Kojima ain't even directed a play thing.
Then why did it release?
Because Konami still has the goddamn rights!
And the license. And registration.
Please.
License and registration, please.
Late registration.
Bouncing boobies.
Late registration.
Yeah. Ribcage.
Big boobs.
Big ribcage.
Big boobs.
Let's make this a boy scene. I'm gonna...
Yeah, that is the boy scene. You grab the cock and then rip up and then pull the cock out.
You get the bladder track with it.
Dude, with these 8 episodes of season 4, I'm really curious of how creative they're gonna get the kills.
Dude, apparently some of it's really fucked up.
I hope so.
I can't wait to see more Homelander.
I can't wait to see more Homelander's son.
Fuck that kid. I'm kidding, Homelander. Please, 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 please. Oh, please.
He hears you from all
He just
the way
comes down and just kills me.
Breaks
on
the
podcast.
He's just
the
like,
roof.
Hey, bud, I heard you saying something. You want to say that a little louder? Just your face.
Just like he does to Stillwell.
Yep.
In the end of the first season.
How is Butcher going to fight toe-to-toe with him if he's a...
You haven't even seen season 3 yet. You don't even know.
I don't know.
You need to watch it and you'll understand.
Okay, I will. You hear that, Landy? I'm going to start watching it alone.
Yeah, just watch it alone.
What, she doesn't like it?
No, we just haven't watched it.
You still got to finish season 2. Season 3 is so good.
I told you already. I finished season 2.
Oh, you did?
You just start season 3. I think season 3 like really sells you on the show. Because season 1 and 2 are really good. But season 3, especially that Homelander development. You go to...
Go to...
It's so sick.
Seriously.
And Huey gets some great character development. Butcher does too.
Someone who... Was it
Kimiko does?
Seth Rogen?
Kimiko does.
Seth Rogen said that the boys wouldn't be successful if the MCU did not exist. That's what Seth Rogen said on Twitter.
I can see that.
Because we needed all those child-friendly movies to come out for then, like, the shock of, like, oh my gosh, heroes are doing this. To,
oh, like, yeah.
Make it a success. Mm-hmm. So I can see that.
Because nobody thinks about, like, what the heroes could actually do with that amount of power.
Yeah.
But then the boys are like, yeah, they could just fucking just fuck everything up. Yeah, but, like, Injustice isn't gory as fuck and just brutal and insane.
Well, Shazam gets his face burnt apart by Superman.
I haven't played those games, so I don't
but
know.
But, like... The thing is, it's like, the boys do it to just, like, normal people. Yeah. Like, that's, like, soup on soup.
True that.
I mean, there's still that in the boys, but most of the time it's a lot of bystanders getting killed by the heroes. Just like that A-Train. Robin.
R.I.P. Robin.
Never forget.
But for real, though, you had to go, because Starlight better.
The end of the road is coming.
Never forget. Huey, holding that Robin's
hands.
Robin! I can't even imagine if that, like, happened IRL to, like, my significant other. I would, like...
Yeah. What would you do?
I'm just like...
Yeah. You're just having a beautiful moment with them, and then they, like
fucking...
In a matter of a snap of a finger, it's just... They're disintegrated.
In a matter of
and
a second.
You just have and all their blood just, like...
Disembodied hands.
On their face.
Yeah, you, like, feel a... Something go by you and you got 2 hands in your hands.
Dude, how fast it would happen too. You would see her and then like literally 0.1 second, she's gone.
Yeah.
You're just talking to... What the... Yeah. And then you start beating yourself with the hands. And...
might be what you do, but us over here, I think we'd be a little more normal than that.
It's 6:30.
6:24.
Oh, bucko.
6:26.
So what?
Yeah, boys goaded. Never forget the first episode of Invincible where Omni-Man goes psycho crazy. Never forget the last episode of Invincible where Omni-Man goes psycho crazy.
Using his son as a weapon to kill innocent people.
The subway scene?
Yep, that's exactly what I'm thinking about,
dude. That subway scene was fucked up.
I still need to watch that. I'm not
seeing that. My brother...
Season 2 is coming soon.
Wow. Isn't everything after season 1 supposed to be shit, though? Isn't that what... The
I mean, Alex said it was boring.
That's what I said.
That's what he said.
Yeah, that's what you said.
That's what
I'm sure
said.
The comics are... It'll probably be better animated.
Yeah, I'm sure the comics are more boring than the actual animation.
I mean, yeah, look at the boys' comics and look at the show.
Exactly, so why the fuck would you even bring that up, dude? You look like an idiot on camera.
I'm sorry, guys, I apologize to all the Invincible fans. Please don't dox me.
Dox me. I was just thinking that.
Guys, I love Invincible. And I've
Invincible.
Seen
we finish one. Each other's
sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches. Yeah,
yeah, dude.
Anyways, I'm ready for my second prescription of Homelander this year.
Second prescription of Homelander?
Yeah, he's my prescription.
When does that?
You already had your first prescription.
When does that season come?
Actually, no, I haven't. I did my first one.
When is that?
You know what?
Probably gonna come out next year.
Yeah, probably next year. Because so I won't have a prescription this year.
I think it's been like 2 years in between every season of The Boys or something.
Still follow Homelander memes.
I remember when The Boys like first started.
Because literally
out.
Season 3
me
came
too.
Out last year.
Mm-hmm. I remember Swagger. I remember first hearing about it on the Mrs. podcast. Because Swagger brought it up and he's like, dude, it's actually really good.
That's probably where I heard about it too. I remember when that scene came out where he uses the baby as a laser.
Yeah.
I remember when that was the
I remember
thing.
When Swagger was like, dude, the baby scene was crazy.
Yeah.
And they talk about it on the episode.
Dude, that's you know funny. What's funny? As like I remember seeing like trailers and teasers for the first season. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a superhero show and there's like blood and guts. I remember telling myself, I'm probably never gonna watch that. I don't want to watch that.
Me too. I was thought like,
why
that's
I wanna watch
too
that?
Fucked up.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
You guys,
I was like, that's
funny.
I wasn't desensitized at that time. I was like, oh, I don't really want to
delve into that. Yeah,
but now I love it. No, it's so awesome.
Based, goated, crazy,
red pilled, black pilled,
sigma pilled,
Homelander pilled,
Homelander
pilled, Homelander pilled.
Yeah.
No.
Anthony Starr.
I'm the woman.
I love you.
Anthony.
Is it Anthony?
Anchovies.
That's however he says it.
Anthony.
What if it's just Anthony?
I think it is Anthony.
I think like it's Anthony Starr.
Because it's there's not a TH. It's just T.
Oh, it is Anthony then.
Yeah.
Anthony.
That's a weird name though.
He's got
like auntie.
Where does he?
Auntie.
It's, yeah. He's got an accent.
Yeah, he's British.
I don't. He's like Australian, I think, right? I don't think he's British.
I think you're British.
It was New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Yeah. Holy shit!
He's 47.
Oh,
he looks great for 47.
Good for him.
New Zealand, that's cool.
Yeah, those type of accents are cool.
Fitz and Toby.
Look at him. He's so based.
Well, guys, I think this is a perfect spot to end our podcast with our love and appreciation for Homelander.
Look at Anthony Starr Omni-Man in real life.
Oh, that's cool. I always like Omni-Man's outfit.
Yeah, it's cool.
His outfit was always so cool.
Well,
thanks for being Homelander-pilled.
Thanks, guys. I'd say this was a pretty good one.
I'd say so.
Thank you for being Homelander-pilled. Remember, guys.
Hell yeah! Hell yeah! Hell yeah! Alright, there it is.
Bye!
Bye!
Alright, guys, now we can watch big gay porn.